Today's podcast is sponsored by TrueCar. You know, there's so many different websites which you could be going to read about all of the stupid news that happens every single week. There's hardly any time to go out and shop for a new car. That's why TrueCar makes it so easy for you with the TrueCar.com website and the TrueCar mobile app. They make it so convenient where you could just shop for a new car right from the comfort of your own home. You could pick out exactly the car you want and select all of those cool features and colors, whatever you want to do. It's your dream car. You pick it out, and then TrueCar will show you exactly what other people are paying for that same exact car, down to the zip code you live in. Nothing could be more convenient when it comes to shopping for a new car. A lot of people on TrueCar have saved over $3,000 off MSRP. It's how car buying was always meant to be when they first invented car buying. So skip the hassles and the headaches. Over 2 million cars have been sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network. There's over 10,000 dealers in the network, and you'll work directly with a TrueCar Certified Dealer when you go to TrueCar.com or download the TrueCar mobile app and start saving. TrueCar, never overpay. Hey everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cesarino. Here I am with Tyson Apostle. It's the Tyson Hour. Tyson, how are you?
I'm so good.
Yes. How's it going, buddy?
Oh, really good, dude. I had a good vacation week. Just a cabin in the woods, dude. Aris and Christy. Aris from Survivor. He came into town with his little boy, and we just hung out at this cabin the whole time waiting to get murdered by some weirdo, but that never happened.
And you weren't worried that that weirdo was Aris?
A little bit, but I locked my bedroom door at night.
Let's just set the stage for those of you guys who are joining us regularly and wondering where is Spencer. It's our job to report that Spencer this past week has retired from podcasting, which was very disappointing to both Tyson and myself. But unfortunately, Spencer has said that he no longer wants to podcast, and we have to respect his wishes.
Yep. We're still friends. We love him. He just wanted to focus his energies elsewhere. So we're going to keep giving you the news and hanging out and having a good time. So, hopefully you guys still enjoy.
Because Tyson, I don't know about you, but I love podcasting.
I also thoroughly enjoy podcasting.
All right. Well, if you love podcasting and I love podcasting, hopefully the people that listen to podcasting, they also like us. And we're just going to keep on coming back every week talking about the weirdest and craziest and most interesting news of the week. And so we're going to call the show something different. Right now, I called it the Tyson Hour because I don't have a better name for it. But I feel like we should come up with a new name that sort of encapsulates what's going on with what this show is. Hopefully something that would also, for people who don't know what this show is, maybe also like it's somewhat self-explanatory.
Yeah, like some type of news story, but not so boring.
Yeah, something like that.
Like a news title that's not boring.
So hopefully for next week, we end up coming up with a title. But are you open to accepting submissions from the listeners of the podcast?
Oh, yeah, always, dude. The more they participate, the better, right?
All right. So either give us the comments on robhasawebsite.com or here in the chat room if you want to come on later on in the show and post your questions. So hopefully we will be bringing you guys even more news, even more titles for the show, and hopefully more interaction with you guys. And we don't want to call it some sort of ricin. I think that's going to get us on some lists to call it that. I don't want any sort of like combo name.
And I was kind of thinking like maybe like CNN4 or something. Like just go one past what they actually have.
Yeah.
But that could also get us in trouble.
That could get us in trouble potentially. So I feel like something that sort of explains the best news of the week. Or something like I feel like something, but maybe even more exciting. Yeah,
that's pretty good, though.
The one name that somebody had said that I sort of liked was they were sort of like confused about what I was looking for on Facebook. And there was wait, what happened? And I said, oh, that's a good name for the podcast. But I think there's also a couple things that are sort of like a similar name to that, but something along the lines of like about setting up that this is talking about the best news of the week.
The happenings of the week.
The happenings of the week.
Yeah, that wasn't a title. That was just going along with, wait, what happened style thing. I do have one story about our cabin in the woods real quick.
Tell me.
So I took Samson, my little Pomeranian, Rachel's little Pomeranian, out it was like 10 at night, so it was dark, and the wind was going really good, and there was a deer in the front yard, but it couldn't hear or smell me because I was downwind from it.
Mm-hmm.
So I snuck up on it, and I was like literally within arm's length of it, and I was like, I should reach out and just touch this deer just to let it know that I could have if I wanted to. And then I'm like, I'll just stand here and wait until it notices me. So I'm standing there like 3 feet from this deer, and Samson runs around the front of it and kind of like starts growling at it, and it tries to attack him. Like it like lifts its front legs up and smacks down. And then I step in because I'm like, oh, I got to save this dog. And the deer turns towards me and I'm like, oh, I've seen this YouTube video before, dude, where the guy gets attacked by the deer. So I just got Samson out of there. We backed off, and it was a close call. I could be no longer with us today had that deer gone to town on me.
Were you just trying to scare the deer like you scare other people?
Yes, I was trying to scare the deer. I actually pulled my phone out for Snapchat and I didn't have connection right there. So I was like, ah, whatever.
Yeah.
The deer knows. The deer knows.
You could record it and then just when you get on network, post it.
Yeah. Yeah. I knew I could do that, but sometimes that doesn't work.
What happens when you scare a deer? Is it like a deer in the headlights?
No, it's different. A deer in headlights just stands still. A deer will jump like 5 feet in the air and then take off.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. That would be very interesting to see. I think that would be a good viral video.
It'd be a great viral video.
Yeah.
I guess I'll have to go up and recreate the whole thing if I can find a deer actor.
Your beard. How are you in the process of, you have many, many friends that have beards. Are you in the process of growing the beard out like long, or is this just you haven't shaved in a few days?
I just haven't shaved, not a few days. This is like weeks and weeks, but I just kind of get in a funk where it's not really a funk. It's just like, I don't really care to shave that much.
Yeah. I've got a little bit of a beard going. I'm trying to debate whether or not to, how long to let it go.
I think you let it go as long as you have to.
Yeah. I typically get back around to the rotation of when I do the Survivor Know-It-Alls on Wednesday, I'll probably end up trying to look professional again.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know. I feel like I think I have a little more authority when I'm clean shaven. I feel like, because I have a complex already.
Is that my problem?
Well, I work from home and I'm also like a lot of times just in my pajamas all day. And I sort of like get to a point where I haven't shaven, you know, I have a beard and I'm in my pajamas and I haven't left the house. I start to say, oh, wait, maybe I am a loser. Maybe that's what it is. And so I start to like feel bad about myself. I'm like, okay, well, at least I shaved. And then I seem like somewhat more respectable.
Yeah, I've been there before.
Yeah. So that's ultimately what it is. Tyson, I just got back from New York this past week. I was in New York to do the Survivor podcast on Wednesday. And then I came back and I really was so sick over the weekend. I was not feeling well. It was a rough... You know, I ended
Why
up.
Why were you so sick?
Well, I ended up first before I left.
Love sick? Was it love sickness?
It was not love sick. Because on Tuesday, it was the baby's birthday, and we were very, big celebration for Dominic and his second birthday. But Dominic had, you know, he goes to school now, and he was coming down with got a cold. I think that's a thing when you have kids and they start going to school, they get sick
a lot.
They
bring it home, yeah.
And then Nicole also had gotten the cold from the baby. And then Nicole was also very, very sick. She had gotten very
sick. From the baby?
I think so, yeah.
From the baby inside her tummy?
No, I think from the baby that's actually outside in the world, from Dominic.
Oh, a couple years
old. She's also pregnant, and she's pregnant, and then she had a cold. And so we were doing stuff on Tuesday, and I had said to her, you know, I don't really feel like you don't seem very concerned, because I was getting ready to go on a red eye and go to New York. And I had said to her, you don't seem like you're very concerned that maybe you might get me sick before I have to go and travel.
Yeah.
Not to say that I didn't feel bad for her. I said, I don't really get the sense that you're concerned you might get me sick.
She wasn't trying to contain it.
It wasn't that she wasn't trying to contain it. I just wasn't sensing from her a lot of worry on her part. Like, boy, I hope I don't get Rob sick. I know he has something very important to do this week. He has to go fly to New York and do a big show.
And perform live and be around a lot of people. And this virus could potentially kind of be an outbreak,
right,
so to speak.
So, and she was like, you're joking, right? It's like, no, I just feel like I don't really get the sense that you seem very concerned. And boy, that was the wrong thing to say, Tyson.
Yeah, how mad did she get?
Oh, really mad. Really, 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 very mad. Probably, maybe almost as, I wouldn't say as angry as I've ever seen her, but this was really, you know, on a scale of one to like a solid like 9.
Wow.
Really mad.
And how high does this scale go? Like, how high does she get?
Really high. Hers goes to 11. She's like Spinal Tap. But wow. I would say this was like a 9.
A 9 in anger.
Yeah. And it was very unfortunate. And, you know, we went into the whole thing about how I was like, I'm sorry. And then we get into, you're not sorry. You're just sorry that you said it. And I said, well, that is true. I am sorry that if I had a do-over, I would not have said that.
Yeah.
And, yeah. And it was really bad. And then so long story short, I went to New York. Everything was fine. But then just like by the end of the trip, I was like really like run down and really starting to come down with being sick. And I never really got like totally terrible. But I would like by the time I came back on Friday, I was just exhausted and really not feeling well. But I was on a lot of Dayquil over the weekend and almost back to 100%.
NyQuil will knock you out a little bit better.
I've been doing the Dayquil during the day and then the NyQuil at night. That was also, it's a good combination. It's not a bad way to live.
Yeah, it isn't.
It's really not.
Yeah, as long you just wake up feeling a little weird and then pound a NyQuil or a Dayquil, you sound okay. Shit,
I get the Theraflu going also. Yeah, so I got a lot. I've been heavily medicated these last couple of days.
I did come across a news story that actually maybe would suit your needs and interests.
Yeah, what's that?
Are we starting into the news already?
You know what? we can get into the news. There's so many things that I wanted to talk about. Some of them are sort of news adjacent and other of them are news stories. I feel like, and again, we're still playing around with the formatting on exactly the best way we want to handle this. Let's talk about some of like the bigger stories that can sort of go off into more things, and then we'll call the news the things that are more sort of like one-off things. Tyson, were you following this story this week that came out about this new website, which was going to be sort of a Yelp for human beings, where you were going to be able to give feedback ratings and star ratings for people, like anybody you meet, like just like any sort of business that you go to, you can go on Yelp and leave a review and leave a star rating, just like on iTunes, that you could go leave a star rating and comments and stuff like that.
Wow.
That there is going to be a new website, which is called People, PEEPLE.com. And or it was an app, and you were going to be able to leave these feedback and star ratings about actual people that you have interactions with. Is this a good idea or a bad idea?
I think it's not going to really matter
because it's supposed to be that for a year, these ratings and these feedback was going to follow you around. So, for instance, hypothetically, let's say you were on the dating scene. And
yeah.
Somebody had like went on a date with you and say they had a great experience or a not so great experience. They could go on and say, hey, if you're going to go out with Tyson, let me tell you this about him. Or if you were going to be your people, if you had employees at the bike shop, they could say, go on and say, hey, you know, let me tell you this about Tyson.
Wow. Yeah. I think, it's kind of like, Glass House. Have you heard of that?
The reality show with Primetime Alex Stein.
No.
Oh, not that?
Close. Yeah. Glass House, I think, is a website that where you can rate your employer and stuff like that.
Oh.
So it's a similar type of thing. But I feel like if you have an off day, this could really hurt you. But I also feel like either nobody's going to get ranked or somebody's going to get ranked a bunch.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So it's a whole thing, and it's a really it has been causing a really big uproar. People are really upset that this is going on in terms of the People app, and people are talking about how it's a really the beginning of the downfall of civilization. But now, according in this original article, I believe was in the Washington Post, but then a new article has come out recently. I believe yesterday from Newsweek and saying that maybe this was just a big hoax. Maybe that somebody was behind this and was punking everybody.
It wasn't going to be true.
It wasn't really going to actually be true.
I think there's some good merit to it, though, because maybe it will create like a self governed society where we don't need as much maybe law enforcement or things like that as people are getting ranked. And it's like, oh, we got like a -2 heading our way. Everybody prep up for this guy because he's a real asshole.
Yeah. So it's such an interesting question, I think, in terms of like just like with like George Orwell and like Big Brother and stuff like that, in terms of like having everything be filmed. Would this lead to better behavior overall? Like, do people who've like, feel like, okay, well, none of this is ultimately going to matter. Is that really the root of a lot of bad behavior, where it's like, if would you be terrible to somebody if there were repercussions for being terrible for somebody? If somebody could go and leave you a 1-star rating, would you be rude to a person who could go and have that power over you? Would it ultimately be a good thing or a bad thing for society?
I think it would be good, because I don't think it would stop everybody, but it would definitely make some people, you know, check themselves a little bit. I think it's not really a bad idea.
The people who were then going out and being a-holes with that power, with that other people could go ahead and leave them, you know, bad feedback ratings, and they knew it and they still were a-holes, then, you know, those are the people that are really the bad seeds.
Oh yeah. That's they're real, real bad. Like the Antichrist in a sense.
Yeah.
Cause it's like the people who aren't afraid of authority already.
Yeah.
So those people exist already. It's just like, it takes a little bit more to find them.
Yeah. I'm really like on the fence as to whether this would be something that was really good or really bad. It's sort of like, you know, if like, you know, there's cameras everywhere and you're being monitored and that forces you to be on your best behavior because you don't want to get busted in terms of like doing something that's rude or inappropriate. But that being said, it's also like, well, then is it like, is everybody just like living in fear and secretly wants to do these things? And is that better or worse?
I think it's better.
Yeah.
I think that's a society we live in now, just maybe not to as great of an extent.
So the Newsweek article that talks about how this was a hoax, there's a lot of people that are saying that the fact that there's no trademarks on this, and according to the, there would be no way that you could build an app like that as quickly as it was, that maybe there's some sort of a prankster behind all of this, that it's some sort of almost a not an April Fool's joke, but maybe an October Fool's joke.
Well, and people here are saying that on the BBC News Scott St. Pierre sent us, it said that People's site disappears from the web after backlash over app.
Hmm.
So I think all the criminals and stuff and assholes in general were complaining about this, foreseeing their future.
Yes.
And got it shut down.
Do you think that this was like a test balloon for something, that somebody was going to make this and then they decided to put out the word and see what the response was?
I mean, it could be. It's easy to make a simple app like that. It's like type a person's name in and give them a 1 to 10 rating.
How do you feel about it? Do you want to be taking a call about this? I see that we have somebody who wants to come in. What's your sense on this?
If they have some input on it, let's have them.
Okay.
Danny, are you with us?
It'll be interesting to see if we do end up in that. Would you go ahead and, like, I feel like a lot of people do this on LinkedIn, Tyson, where it's like they just sort of like go in and like give like feedback ratings and like referrals about their friends. Would you go in and then for the people that you were friends with? Yeah,
you definitely have to figure out a system where that stuff would kind of be neutralized, because people can go in and say negative stuff about you too if they don't like you. Like, let's say you break up with someone and they're like, oh, I hate that person and they're a drug dealer and they don't respect women and stuff like that, you know? So you maybe have to have like a certain number of similar negatives before it actually got posted to your...
Yeah, somebody would have to vouch for that. You'd need like a witness.
Yeah, a bunch of witnesses.
Do you think that this is where the internet as a whole is going, where basically every single person is going to be sort of like a Yelp, and that there's going to be... like people are going to be able to just like upload photos of you and stuff like that? Like, will your whole profile be built out sort of like how a business is?
Or maybe even like Facebook, except for people are building it for you instead of you building it yourself.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's punch in Guy Jen. We know that his camera works. He's a regular. Jen, are you there?
Hey, how's it going?
Very good.
How are you? Jen, what kind of rating would you give Rob on people.com? P-E-E-P-L-E.
2.5.
2.5.
Out of 10?
Out of 5.
Out of 5. Okay. It's a 5. So it only goes up to 5 on this Yelp for people.
Yeah. I think I'd be improving his rating, because Nicole would probably go on and give him a 1.
That's true.
Or a 0. So.
Wow.
0. Very good. Good job, Jeff.
They actually did a story on this app on last week tonight with John Oliver, and interviewed the people that were making the app. And they claimed that they didn't want people to go on there and bash people. And his whole thing was like, okay, this is the internet. Do we not know what the internet does? And it was pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a hate-fueled world out there, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lots of people lining up to give bad ratings, I would imagine.
Yeah, they're stoked.
Jen, are you in favor of this or against this idea?
I can see where it could warrant some help in like a work situation, but in any other situation, it just seems like it could lead to some bad situations with personal life. You know, you get a terrible rating and you're just like, oh, I don't want to go out anymore. And you just stay in your house all the time or podcast professionally.
Just become a shut-in and podcast professionally.
Do you think this would result in more and more people like living like anonymous lives, like going out on dates with people, like using sort of like a handle, like in the way that you wouldn't use your real name, like you have like some sort of like gamer tag that you go out with, like a
Chaz Lamborghini?
Yeah. And it's like, no, I don't give real name out until the third date.
I mean, I definitely think that would be something that could happen. I mean, you just look at things like reality shows when you look at Survivor, and when people go home and watch their seasons and see what people say about them, how they freak out. Can you imagine if that was just everyone all the time?
Yeah, I got a bad edit.
Yeah, you go home and you see that you got the Dan Foley edit on the People app.
Tyson, Sean in the chat room wants to know, have you ever heard of Lulu? It lets ex-girlfriends rate guys, and it's pretty successful.
I'm looking it up now.
Yeah.
And their tagline is, or Cosmopolitan says, Sex and the City marries Facebook is the whole thing. And so then it's got like kind of a screenshot here, and it shows like a 10-star rating. It shows like you can comment on them and stuff, and the comments are all super clever.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. If a guy was that great, like, isn't everybody inherently going to have a really bad review since they're all ex-boyfriends? I mean,
yeah,
I guess if you have like a 5, that's sort of like, oh my God, it's like a 10. But if these guys are so great, why are these women breaking up with them?
Or maybe it's just a mutual thing too. Cause then I think if you'd have to break up mutually every time to keep your score. But like, here's one of the examples. I was dating a pretty great guy, but he had bad breath, like really bad. I tried to get past it, but couldn't. So I stopped seeing him. I really considered telling him the reason, but chickened out. Is there a right way to tell a guy he's got bad breath?
What is this, like advice column?
It's a fixable problem, ? And yeah, it is kind of like, this is like the go-to for girls. I don't know any girl who wouldn't want this on their phone.
Now, question, is there a gum advertisement right below that comment?
No, there was not. It should be more like a halitosis medication though, I think.
Yeah. Okay. So would this work is there an app for, women? If there was an app of guys rating women, do you think that would, be something that would be successful?
No,
I don't know if you
get, you'd get blasted so hard.
That would get shut down like that. I think that would be very quickly shut down. So it's interesting that, and I feel like that with this People app, I do feel like that's sort of what it would be or not. So I'm really kind of confused now. Is this a real thing or is this not, Jen? Is this really happening?
The way they made it seem on Last Week Tonight was that it was a real thing. And there was two people talking about, because they got the backlash and they did a news story on the backlash and they were like, oh, this is supposed to be something you use for self-improvement or, you know, it's constructive criticism. And it just doesn't seem like that's what people would use it for. Mm-hmm. However, if that's what it was used for, you know, you didn't go on there and just say, you know, this guy's an asshole. Like, you know, as in the first comment on YouTube videos, like first, you know, mm-hmm. kind of thing. And, then it might be helpful, but it doesn't seem like it's just, if you leave it open for anything, then obviously the internet's going to lead towards negativity.
Yeah, so. Hatred. Pure, unadulterated hatred.
All right. Well, great job, Jen. According to Dan Sinensky in the chat room, the website got taken down yesterday. So we will see ultimately where it goes. All right.
The negative backlash they received was already too much and they shut
it overwhelming.
Down.
All right.
Yeah.
Jen, thank you so much. Okay, buddy.
Thanks.
All right. Take care. All right.
Okay.
So we'll see, Tyson. We're off to the races. We'll see what happens with the People app and see if people start rating us.
Yeah.
Do you think that we could sort of pander for people to like give us good ratings when we get to if that is ultimately coming out?
Yeah, I think so. But it's going to be difficult because I wonder if you have to prove that you know this person before you can leave a rating or anything like that.
Okay. We're also joined here by one of the many bros of Tyson. Danny is here with us. Danny, how you doing?
How's it going, guys? Can you hear me?
Yes. We can hear you pretty good.
Now, Danny, is that your real name? You're Danny Bryson?
Danny Bryson.
That's your real name? That's not like a gamer tag?
No, my gamer tag is Booger Volcano.
Okay. So, and you didn't get come to know Tyson because your name rhymes with him?
No, I accepted Tyson's invitation to live with him, and that's how we got to know each other. I met him like once or twice, and then he just said, hey, want to come live with me? And I did.
Okay.
That's right, true. Well, I was very forward back then.
He was very forward.
Danny, what's your take on the People app? A good idea or bad idea?
I mean, it's already taking place, right? Everybody's rating everybody else on a million different social platforms. So who cares? It's just another way to troll people.
What would your rating for Tyson be?
I'd give Tyson a 5.
Out of 10?
Definitely. No, it's out of 5.
Okay.
The rating only goes 1 to 5, I think. And then Rob, I'd give you... Okay, so before I've been listening just to the podcast, now that I see your face, I'm going to give you a 1-point bump up to like a 3 or a 4.
Thank you.
Because I don't really know your backstory, so I don't want to give you too much credit. Then it turns out you're some kind of like weird creep on Craigslist.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's the thing with your rating feel like I've only listened to the podcast. I don't know him particularly. Now, Tyson, I've lived with, I'll give him 5-star rating.
Yeah.
I know him intimately. Or at least particularly well. This person, I only know one side of them. So I mean, this is sort of like it should be like how well you know the person should also affect that ranking.
Yeah, so it should those should come to the forefront based on the how long you.
Yeah, the amount of time that you put in. Yeah, whether you're an expert or not in that person. Okay, all right. So let's talk about some of these other stories that are going on for this week. Tyson, what story jumps out to you that you want to talk about?
The best story of the week perhaps was the one Danny shared with me.
Okay.
But he needs to refresh his screen real quick because he's gone.
Yes.
So the one I thought that would pertain to you and Nicole particularly was the this one. Man stole truck to be jailed just to get away from his wife.
So yeah, it's funny. You know, I saw a commercial for one of the CBS shows. Life in Pieces is a similar storyline, I think, going on because the guy is on the phone with his wife and he's in jail. And he has his one phone call. He's like, honey, I'm in jail. And he's like, what? You get a night out of the house? But this is the guy actually wanted to go to jail to get away from his wife.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Boy, this is interesting. This is interesting to me because I guess because where would you go? I mean, what kind of crime did you commit? If it wasn't a violent crime, they're not going to put you in like Gen Pop. I wouldn't want to go to Gen Pop.
Gen Pop? What's Gen Pop?
General population. That's where I'm not going to last. I'm not going to last 5 seconds in there. But some sort of like white collar jail where it's sort of like non-dangerous people, like, you know, just guys hanging out, sort of minimum security. I mean, I could definitely maybe see the appeal of some place like that.
Yeah, or like a Club Med style prison, something like that.
Right. So that what do you have to do to like is that like tax fraud or something like that?
To what? To get to Club Med?
Yeah, I mean,
like a high executive or something right, at a company.
Just talking this through, Tyson. Talk it through. So let's say hypothetically you're in a situation where it's like, well, what are my options here? Get a divorce and then you got to pay alimony and child support and all these things. And it's like, that's not really that great. But if you go to some sort of like a jail like that, I guess you're not really paying, you don't have to pay that money, but I guess you're probably then your wife would then just be able to take all that money while you're in jail.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it probably depends on the severity of your relationship.
Yeah, I've never thought about this before, for the record. I'm working this all out on the fly.
Yeah, like what level of imprisonment is worth an escape from your wife?
Yeah.
That's what you have as a husband. That's what you have to ask yourself.
Yeah. Because hypothetically, if you were in a bad marriage at any point, does it make sense to want to go to some sort of minimum security jail as opposed to staying and living with the bad marriage? Now, on the downside, I mean, unless you're going to do a life sentence there, eventually you are going to get out.
Well, you could keep breaking the rules, you know, how like bad behavior and stuff, like make shivs and things like that.
Mm. Yeah.
Get caught with a shiv.
Eventually, though, if you have such bad behavior, I think they put you into a worse jail.
Yeah. Well, that's where you kind of work your way into it, though.
Like, I would be a model inmate in any jail. Like, I would be like the best behaved person in the jail. Like, whatever the rules are, I would live within the confines of those rules.
Wow. You would?
I think so. I don't want to get like beat up by the guards or anything.
Huh. Well, I was just thinking it just depends on, like, what if you get there and you really love it and you can imagine one step worse not being too bad?
Hmm. So you're saying that I really do like jail and I don't want, is it like a Shawshank Redemption thing where I don't want to go back to life outside of the jail, so I have to misbehave to break the rules?
Correct.
I mean, that I could see a scenario like that. But I feel like in some sort of like minimum security type setting where I'm not like fearful of my life and getting beaten up and like having to join a gang and then having initiation.
Then they're only giving you like 12 months and you only get let out 2 months later. So it's not like a real escape from whatever you're trying to get away from.
I think that I would do well in some sort of like minimum security type prison where it's just other, you know, you're just hanging out all day. I feel like it would be very much like Big Brother. I think I would do fine in some sort of situation like that. I think I would have.
You're thinking it would be a game of manipulation.
I don't think it would necessarily be manipulation, but I think I would have a good social game. I think I would make friends, and I think that it would be okay. I mean, it seems like a lot of like playing cards.
Yeah. I think a lot of playing cards, lifting weights, doing push-ups, doing sit-ups by hanging from stuff and then swinging up.
Yeah.
You know, those kind of hangy sit-ups.
House arrest, I see in the chat room. Now, that would be, that could just
defeat the entire purpose, though.
I could do that standing on my head. Now, hypothetically, what really wouldn't the ideal scenario to be to frame your spouse for some sort of a crime?
Like have her steal a truck?
I mean, really, wouldn't the best case scenario be to have your spouse, instead of getting a divorce where this person is willing to go to jail to get away from the spouse, wouldn't the best course of action to be to set the spouse up? Like, I feel like this would be a good movie to go ahead and instead of the guy that wants to get a divorce, instead of getting the divorce, he sort of like plants evidence for a crime on the spouse to then have the spouse be arrested and go to jail.
Yeah. And then even if you get caught later, you just trade places.
It's like, all right, you got me. It was me.
Take me. Go ahead and take me. Yeah. It's like Gone Girl, but in reverse.
I haven't seen that. Is that good?
Yeah. She dies in the end.
All right. Well, now.
Just kidding. She does not die in the end.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll have to see about that. So what happened to the guy who ultimately went to jail to avoid? He just, was it for a night?
Let's see what it says here. That's pretty much all it says.
Okay.
It's just the headline. It says man stole truck to get away to be jailed to get away from his wife. And then speaking from behind bars, he says she is having a bad time right now. She knows I did this to get away from her. Sounds like the repercussions might be even greater.
Yeah. It sounds like that guy is definitely sleeping on the couch once he gets out of jail.
Right. Or maybe even not even, she probably changed the locks.
Yeah. Tyson, did you see this morning that American Apparel is going bankrupt? What was your take on that?
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
I feel like you were anti-American Apparel.
I was?
Yes.
I bet this shirt I'm wearing right now is American Apparel.
Yeah.
I'm not anti-American Apparel.
Yes.
I think their clothing is comfortable and it's generic. I like generic clothing.
Okay.
But that's weird to me because I thought hipsters loved them.
Like, it's not enough.
Not enough. Or did they get too ahead of themselves? I feel like they branched out too much and should have just stuck with t-shirts.
Is it more cool or less cool to wear American Apparel now that it is a bankrupt company? Does that have any impact on the actual clothes?
I don't think so.
Yeah. I feel like that they, a lot of people don't like them because they were doing all sorts of racy advertising.
But that's what they've always done.
Yeah.
Like borderline pornography.
Yes. Yes. So is that sort of a, was that any sort of an impact in the bankruptcy?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think at all. I don't know why they would be bankrupt. I always thought they were pretty successful.
I don't know. Maybe some mismanagement at the top.
Wow. Yeah, it could be.
Yeah.
Or, you know, the hotel by me that they filed for bankruptcy and then bought themselves back for a cheaper price than what they owed.
Okay. Danny is back with us. Danny, what happened?
It's hard to say. The internet is a fickle business. So it just decided it didn't want me to talk to you guys anymore.
Yes, it definitely is. What do you think of somebody getting arrested to avoid spending time with their spouse?
Well, I was listening to what you said. It made more sense to try and frame her for a crime that she didn't commit. Like put cocaine in her pocket or a dead prostitute in her trunk.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of options.
Because you would have a lot of access to incriminating like DNA where you have like your wife's hairbrush and you can just go like to the crime scene.
Ooh.
And plant the evidence.
He should have called you beforehand, gotten some sweet input. Yeah. I mean, maybe the fact is he's got someone in jail he just wanted to hook up with, and this was the easiest way to get there without telling his wife.
Wait, so he already was dating a guy that he wanted to go see the guy in jail?
And conjugal visits weren't enough.
Yeah, the trailer's dirty. Maybe just, you know, prison cell's cleaner than the conjugal trailer.
Wow.
I don't know. That's just a theory.
Yeah.
This is a working theory.
Yeah, it's not fact. It may or may not be fact.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
So Tyson, this is some other big news this week. So everybody's talking about 3D printing. Everybody's goo goo gaga for 3D printing. Well, the world's first gummy 3D printer has been invented in Germany. They call it the Magic Candy Factory, and it uses an iPad and a 3D printer so people can create their own gummy 3D.
I wouldn't get past the design. I'd just eat the gummy block that you're supposed to print out of. I'd be like, skip the printing part. I'm eating this gummy block, dude.
Do you have any shapes in mind that you would want to see turned into gummy?
Go ahead, Danny.
Well, I don't know why you passed that question to me. I mean, maybe two hands joined in a handshake would be nice to send to a friend.
Yeah.
Or maybe a replica of your face would be pretty sweet to send to somebody.
Yeah.
Lots of options here. I'm just thinking of the cleanest ones.
Yeah, there's a lot of options.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
It's crashing again.
Yeah. Oh, how can he tell it's crashing?
I don't know. Maybe our audio is getting bad. Declan and Spidey says, Danny, you look like Brad Pitt.
Yeah, he does. We've got a freeze frame of his face right there. That's sad news because Danny is a pretty clever guy.
Unfortunately, the internet connection can't hold up to the heat the Tyson Hour.
I guess not, dude.
Yeah.
So you could even send like gummy threats to people or something.
Well, what
would
a gummy threat be?
Like, just like, I'm watching you in gummy. I don't know.
Yeah.
Why, I'm just thinking. I mean,
what would be the advantage of I'm watching you in gummy?
Is that you couldn't determine the handwriting.
Could you do things like, what about like a gummy iPhone case?
Ooh, that's pretty good. Or just like gummy accessories.
Mm-hmm.
So, like Disneyland Hall of Presidents where they don't allow any food in there?
Mm-hmm.
You could do like, that's when you do like a gummy iPhone case.
So it's like, what do you? I don't have any food. This is my iPhone case.
It's my iPhone case. Yeah, somebody's saying a gummy laptop charger, anything like that. Anything that just looks like a regular item, and then you can take it into the Hall of Presidents at Disneyland and eat it to your heart's content.
Okay, Tyson. Another thing going on this week is that people are going crazy for a portable pizza pouch. Have you seen this at all this week?
Portable pizza pouch.
So
yeah, I did see that. That's all over, dude. Yeah. It's like, it looks like a badge holder, but it's pizza slices aren't all exactly the same size. Right.
It's a lanyard basically, which is in the shape of a triangle, which allows you to wear a slice of pizza around your neck.
Yeah.
Which is available from the website stupididiotic.com for $8.
And $8. And then how many slices of pizza do you have to eat before you get your money's worth? I feel like holding it vertical like that too, a lot of the toppings and the cheese and stuff might slough off.
Yeah. I mean, can you ever think of a scenario where you would want to have a slice of pizza around your neck for safekeeping?
No, I used to have a teammate that would carry a slice of pizza in Saran wrap on his bike rides and eat it. And it was pretty funny. I mean, I think it's like a one-time thing. Like you'll wear it one time because I don't think it's probably easy to use in the dishwasher. Nobody hand washes anything anymore. And so I feel like it's a funny gag joke. Like let's say you go to, again, Disneyland Hall of Presidents and you can be like, oh, this is just, it's not a real pizza. It's a jewelry.
Yeah.
You know, something.
I mean, is that more convenient in any way to carry the pizza around your neck than to, say, put it in like some sort of foil in a cargo pants pocket or in some sort of bag?
Yeah, but then you have to wear cargo pants.
Yeah. I like the pockets.
You like the cargo pants pockets?
Yeah, yes. I feel like I'm not doing anything for fashion sense. I don't think that...
Yeah, you're all practical.
Yeah, I'm one step away from bringing the fanny pack back.
I have a fanny pack that I wear once in a while, but I think the cargo, you really have to be a special guy to wear the cargos around like that. But next time I see you and you have cargos, I'll assume there's pizza in those pockets.
That's right. So... in terms of carrying the pizza, I mean, is there anything that is like, I'm just trying to think, is there anything that is goes beyond of like, hey, I just have pizza around my neck? Is there any particular reason why, you need it in that spot?
Pizza's a fad, not a fad, but it's really trendy right now. I think maybe the fat Jewish popularized pizza and everybody's love for pizza. It's like pizza is what bacon was over the past couple of years.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like pizza never went away.
Pizza never went away, but it's really reached a people like to celebrate the pizza for it's ironic because it's not healthy. It's really bad for you. And it's just one of those. It's like bacon. It's the same thing as the bacon feeling. Like it's really reached its peak.
Yes. We are post bacon apex. What's the right word? Has bacon jumped the shark?
Bacon has jumped the shark. It's still good, but it's not celebrated on the level that it was.
What's the next thing? Can you think ahead? Can you see the next trend coming?
The next food trend besides pizza? Man, I don't know. It's got to be something that's bad for you, but people absolutely love and are willing to celebrate. Like, oh, I love pizza. And even though I know it's making me obese, I don't care because it's so great.
Danny, do you see the next food trend coming?
Okay, first of all, bacon's not dead, it jumped the shark. It's delicious.
But the trendiness of it.
Bacon will always be in trend.
Do you have bacon deodorant?
They don't make it, but I do have bacon in my fridge right now.
They do too make bacon cooked deodorant.
I got thick cut bacon in my fridge right now, raw, prepared to be cooked.
Okay.
So they smoke. So there's the thing I don't understand about bacon is that they always say you don't really have to cook it. Like it comes pre-cooked, but would you ever eat bacon just straight out of the packaging?
Bacon does not come pre-cooked.
I swear, because
some bacon does.
Yeah, I think you can get some.
It's
I
don't smoked. Think that, isn't smoked a form of cooking?
Not with bacon, dude. You got to cook that stuff. You were about to eat raw bacon this morning until we warned you.
I have a piece in my hand.
Tyson's a good friend because there's a lot of people that would just let you eat the raw bacon see you get
sick. I saved your life, dude.
That's probably twice you've saved my life.
That's why you have a 5-star rating. What about pumpkin spice? People are talking about pumpkin spice in the chat room. Where does pumpkin spice? Is that at the big? Is pumpkin spice just taking off? Is pumpkin spice already jumped the shark?
Pumpkin spice is... It was popular the last couple of years, but it's getting more and more popular still, I think. I think it hasn't reached its pinnacle where every single person is on board.
Do you like pumpkin spice?
I love it. I was going to say I fucking love it just to drive it home, but I didn't want to offend Danny. He's new here and, you know.
Yeah, Danny, are you a big pumpkin spice guy?
I can't ever recall having pumpkin spice. I think that's like a latte at Starbucks or something, right?
It's everything. There's Cheerios. It's the worst.
No way. Pumpkin spice Cheerios.
Bookworm Chick in the chat room says there's pumpkin spice Listerine.
Ooh, I would try that. I'm not a pumpkin guy. I mean, look at it. It sits on the ground. It's disgusting. You carve one open. I mean, there's nothing about pumpkin that's appealing.
Well, that's the same with your bacon. It sits on the ground. It's disgusting, and you cut it open.
And you can eat the pumpkin raw, I think. I don't think you'll get as sick.
Yeah, do not. You won't get sick from eating raw pumpkin.
But I actually, I'm not a big pumpkin spice guy. I like pumpkin pie, but I feel like we're trying too hard to make pumpkin happen in other things.
Well, they have the pumpkin spice candles and all that stuff, and all that stuff smells really great. Pumpkin spice, like hand wash, it's all over.
The pumpkin flavored or scented candles. I don't know what the flavor is, but the scent is pretty good. Pumpkin spice is a delightful scent.
Rob, you should get that for your studio.
I will. That would be nice if people came in here and were like, are you making a pumpkin pie in here? Like, no, actually, it's just a candle.
I think people are familiar enough with the candles that they wouldn't even question. They'd be like, oh, pumpkin spice candle from Pier 1 Imports or whatever.
Yeah, very nice. I guess this is like it's sort of a seasonal thing. It's sort of like post Labor Day, pre Thanksgiving. boom, and then you have to go to some sort of like peppermint by December.
Yeah, pumpkin spice will stick around till past Christmas.
Yeah. Tyson, would we be able to get you to drink beer if we got you pumpkin spice beer?
No, I've already seen it and wasn't really interested.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Because I can imagine that it's as delicious as pumpkin spice with the disgusting flavor of beer.
All right. Well, in addition to pumpkin spice, here's something else that's really big right now. You know, everybody is always taking selfies, but Tyson, there is a crowdfunding project to be able where you can send your selfies to the moon.
Yeah. Is this for like posterity purposes or what, Danny?
Well, I definitely think people should send their selfies to the moon. That way nobody has to look at them. So, that like a service, like you take a selfie on your phone and it automatically sends it to the moon, or is this like a printed picture?
So Instagram's new thing is that they have this algorithm where they can figure out what pictures are selfies and automatically pull them from Instagram and send them to the moon.
Is that what's going on? Are they printing them on a gummy printer to go to the moon? Or are they just going like on like a CD-ROM? We're going to send that to the moon.
CD-ROM. I think they're using a floppy disk.
We're going to print a 3D gummy CD-ROM. We're going to send that to the moon. It's going to be a pumpkin spice flavor. So it's really going to capture the moment.
The entireness of 2015.
A year ago, it would have been bacon.
Yeah.
And the pizza pouch is what they're going to put it in, because that's going to be what protects it on the ride to the moon.
Yeah.
No, that's the gummy. You just found a purpose for your gummy 3D printer. Selfies of Tyson.
Yeah. And my beard.
Could you print out a selfie, a 3D selfie?
I think that they're actually charging, and I think it's like a time capsule style thing. Isn't that the deal with this? Is that they're sending it to the moon, and then hopefully explorers in 5 trillion years will find those selfies and be like, these people were so obsessed with themselves. I wish we had more information about this culture rather than just their facials.
Yeah. I think this is good PR for the moon, because right now the moon is getting killed by Mars in terms of popularity. Between, did you hear about Mars has water? Oh, did you hear about Matt Damon is on Mars? And the moon is
Elon Musk wants to nuke Mars.
Yeah, right. That's right. He wants to bomb it into existence.
And the moon is like, hey, what about me? What about us? Hey, why don't you send us all your selfies? Cool.
Remember, the first motion picture ever made was about the moon, pretty much.
What was that?
What was that called?
I thought you were talking about the moon landing. I thought you were part of that conspiracy.
Oh, yeah.
Considering one of the greatest.
Were you throwing shade at the moon landing, Tyson?
No, dude. There's an early film about the moon, and I can't remember what it's called. But it's just like a rocket ship goes and like jams in the eye of the moon.
Oh, it's a silent film.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's...
Fly Me to the Moon is maybe what it's called.
There's a lot of incentives in this Kickstarter. So if you donate, and again, this is for $5, you get your name is in the code. That's kind of lame. That's really not a lot there.
Yeah.
For $29, you get 1 megabyte of digital payload that's going to the moon. That's really not much.
1 megabyte. What could you do for 1 megabyte, do you think?
I don't know. You could upload like a web resolution image.
Yeah, that's not very big.
Yeah.
Okay.
For $58, you can reserve a 2 1 megabyte pictures, going all the way up to at the maximum amount that you could donate.
So what are we doing? Are we proving to alien species that we have shitty technology? Because they're going to look at pixelated photos and be like, these guys had really jagged features.
Yeah. I don't know why they wouldn't just get them like over like on the internet. I don't know why they need to like go and actually, that seems like the least efficient way to get aliens our selfies.
Yeah. Instead of communicating with them via radio waves.
They were considering projecting the entire contents of the internet into space with like a laser or something like that. So what would you rather have, selfies on the moon or the entire content of the internet traveling through space waiting to be picked up?
But why are we doing this?
Aliens will think that the Earth is run by naked women and cats.
Yeah, exactly. The cats are our overlords.
You know, Stephen Hawking had said recently that he felt like if aliens do come here, it's going to be bad. He said that it was going to be like basically the equivalent of Columbus coming to America for the Native Americans if aliens ever came to this planet. So why are we trying so hard to let everybody know where we are?
Because we're bored.
We're bored?
Yeah. He has a point. If they have the technology to even get here, or read our signals and then find their way here, they definitely have the superior technology to destroy.
Yeah. It's going to be either one of two things. It's either they can get here and they're too cool and they're just not going to talk to us. That's best case scenario. Like they're better than us and they're just like... Psh.
You can have the parcels of land like in New Mexico and Arizona desert. Those are your reservations. And then we're going to take everything else.
Right. And so I think that that would be the best case scenario where they just don't even want to bother with us. They have better things to do than talk to us. Or maybe our planet sucks and they don't even want it. Like there's better places to go. And then two,
with less garbage,
is just like, well, they're just going to come here and take everything. And that, believe me, it's going to be worse when the aliens come here than it's going to be in that minimum security jail.
Some would say they're already here probing people like crazy, right?
Yeah. So yeah. People have been.
We have to acknowledge that point of view.
Are you a big believer in that, Danny?
I just can't see like this race that can bend space and time traveling to Earth just to probe people. That seems like kind of a waste. Maybe they've outgrown the anus on other planets.
Yeah.
And so they've kind of forgotten what, you know.
Or their own anuses.
Or yeah, that's what I mean.
Doesn't that seem like the least efficient way to sort of get information? Like with our primitive technology and we have like, MRI and CAT scan and all these things that we don't even need to get in there. Why would the aliens need that? Is that the best way to study us with some sort of an anal probe?
Maybe it's like the human USB port. We're just not aware of how to connect.
Yeah. I'm thinking... They have some sort of technology where they jam it in there and it reads everything.
Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah.
Right.
Is that how that works?
Yeah, I think so.
There's no human Bluetooth or anything like that. We can't even like wirelessly connect.
No, it has to be a hard connection. Yeah.
It's just quicker.
Boy. Okay. So, this week, you know, we've talked so much about different stories going on in the illegal drug trade. I don't know why that's been such a popular topic, but a woman in Pennsylvania reportedly ate some of the heroin she was instructed to buy working as an undercover informant. And she was instructed to buy 5 bags of heroin, but she only came back with 3. And so when they made her
suspicious,
yeah. When they made her return the other 2 bags, the woman came back looking particularly odd, they said. It was discovered that she switched out some of the heroin for dry baby cereal and sneaked the real heroin into a holding cell where she ate it.
A holding cell?
Yes.
Like where? At the police station?
Apparently. So this woman... I guess she was a police informant. And so apparently she was just tried to eat this heroin. Yeah. That the police needed her to buy.
That makes sense. Eating heroin, that makes sense.
Is that a thing? I didn't even know you could do that.
Yeah, well, I think you can get it in any way that you can, and it will have some effect.
Even via USB port?
Especially
via USB port. Yeah, that's what they do in prison. That's probably, that guy had to sneak in like a kilo, so he had to get arrested. And then
yeah, he's in there right now with those 2 extra bags of heroin.
Dude, he's earning so many cigarettes right now by selling heroin in there.
Yeah.
Do they have like a bank system for cigarettes in the jail where they're like, you're actually worth like 8,000 cigarettes, though you can't physically get to them?
Cash, Bitcoin, cigarettes. That's like 3 different types of currency.
Bitcoin is big in the prison?
No. I mean, like these are all currencies, and Bitcoin is one that's just popping up. But cigarettes have been around for a long time as a form of currency.
Tyson, have you ever gotten into Bitcoin?
I tried, but not very hard.
Yeah.
I had a friend who was really into it, and he would follow it live and do like short trades on it. And I told him to text me when it was low and I'd buy a bunch. And he texted me at like 3 in the morning, but I wasn't even awake. And he was like, buy it now. It's like half price. And then by the day, it had again doubled. So I could have doubled up on my money.
Okay. Danny, have you ever bought any Bitcoin?
No, I don't. It's just like everything else on the internet. It's just pixie dust and magic as far as I'm concerned. Unless I don't know why, but it seems even less real than what I supposedly have
than
in the bank.
Than paper money? Yeah.
Yeah.
than the electronic money you have in the bank?
Yeah, or like the first time you go to Europe and they give you that money that looks like art, and so you don't spend it because it looks way too nice to spend.
Monopoly money?
Yeah, Monopoly money.
You're like, this can't be worth anything. It's all colorful.
I'd love to get some, is it actually a coin? I guess I don't know enough about it. Like, do you actually get a thing or it's all electronic?
It's a code. It's all electronic.
Okay.
And you open up an account. You can wire it to and from. And the good thing about it right now is it's not taxable. So you can It's a good international trade, but it's not very stable, and that's where the risk lies.
Okay. All right. So a study came out this week, and it was not necessarily good news because the study said that...
Brace yourselves. Okay.
The unhappiest time in a person's life is the time from their 30 until their 65.
Jesus, dude. That's a long amount of time, and we're all sad guys right here.
And the happiest is when they're 16, right? Isn't that the same study?
I believe so, yes. Danny, are you buying this study?
Well, are they including kids in that? I mean, are they assuming that you have kids, and then at 65, you've got an empty nest?
Yeah, they're gone by 65.
Yes.
Or they at least are estranged.
I don't put any stock into these happiness things, right? The other, like last year, they said they found the happiest man on earth in India pulling a rickshaw. And it's like, what's the measurement? How are they quantifying happiness?
Bitcoin.
By the amount of Bitcoin you have, or like zero Bitcoin means you're happy?
Yes.
I don't get it. How do you rate happiness?
Yeah.
Every day is different.
I think that also excludes, like that study excludes people who have won $1 million past their 30s.
Mm.
Because, yeah.
So you're especially happy, is that what you're saying?
I'm especially happy.
Yeah. The study is also a little weird because then it says that you become happier when you turn 65. And I get that maybe then you retire. But then it says then you get even happier when you hit 85. Is that just like the I'm not dead, so I'm really happy? Because my grandmother is over 85, and I would not say that this is the happiest time of her life. She does not seem particularly thrilled with the world these days.
Well, are they just doing this study by anal probe and just going in and probing and assuming these people are happy based on the findings, or are they talking
via USB, yeah.
Hey, Rob, I have to ask, did you get those headphones like off the airplane? Are those complimentary airplane headphones?
Yeah, I use the really crappy headphones. Like, I have a couple of different options here. I have earbuds, which I use, but I just use really crappy headphones because I do so much podcasting that I feel like if I wear like a really good headphone, like it starts to hurt my ears after a little while. So I just wear pretty crappy headphones because...
Jealous? Are you jealous of mine and Danny's?
You guys have great headphones.
Thank you.
Yes. I have better headphones. I just don't use them. It's almost like I have a girlfriend, but she goes to another school and you guys don't know her.
Yeah. We're not going to ask you to prove whether or not you have better headphones.
Yeah. You don't have to show them to me. Yeah.
Next week, I'll wear nicer headphones for you guys. So we'll see ultimately what the happiest time in people's lives are. But that seems like a bummer.
I feel like I'm happier now than I was when I was 16. I mean, I was pretty carefree when I was 16, but I feel like I'm the same carefree as back then for the most part. So
yeah, I had nothing going on when I was 16. Believe that for a fact.
I think also it excludes people who've been on TV, because Danny also has been on a TV show.
Yeah, Danny Tyson was telling me you were on a reality show. What show were you on?
It was called 100 Miles from Nowhere, and it went half the season, and then they stopped showing it.
What is that show about?
It was about three privileged white males who traveled around the U.S. and the world, trying to run 100 miles in 4 days through various terrains.
Okay.
So
did the struggle ever check your privilege?
Yeah, all the time. Going to third world countries definitely did that.
Are you like a professional runner? Because that's like four marathons.
No, I kept saying this in interview. I hate running. Like, running is the worst thing in the world, but I just want to eat a lot of pizza, chips, soda, and gummies. And so I run to kind of, you know, make that possible. That's why I run. I don't actually enjoy it most of the time.
Yeah. It says the real fun begins when the boys get to camp. I'm on the website, but the website is slow to load.
Yeah, they weren't. It's not a great website. I think it's all in Flash, and so I don't even know if you can watch full episodes now.
Yeah, how long ago was this?
This was we started filming about a year ago, and okay. So it aired in the spring.
It aired in the spring.
Oh, yeah. So you're just coming off the show. This is like you're on the these are the good
he's
old
riding
days.
The high.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm riding the wave of fame. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I get recognized maybe like once or twice every year.
Yeah. The premiere was only on Sunday, April 5th.
Yeah. And then they wanted to pull it right after the premiere because it didn't do so great, but they didn't. It was super exciting. They just moved it to a different day and confused everybody.
Now they put this on Animal Planet, but it doesn't seem like this is about animals.
No, that was one of the
humans are animals, but humans are animals.
Okay. Yeah, and the title for Animal Planet is surprisingly human. So they're trying to transfer from animals to humans.
Okay, the website is finally loaded. I'm watching the trailer. Yeah, so was this like they're naked and afraid? Was that what they were going for?
No, actually, Naked and Afraid, those people who made that show made our show.
Yeah. So they thought like, okay, well, this is like the next Naked and Afraid, but they're clothed and not as scared.
It's like an advanced YouTube.
Yeah.
It's like an advanced YouTube because we all filmed it ourselves. So we would go completely by ourselves and we filmed ourselves, which some people said it was like a Blair Witch project. And it was one of the criticisms, but yeah, it gave us a lot of freedom and creativity.
Okay. Have they considering maybe if this idea of filming it yourselves, have they considered any sort of like a mission to the moon where people could just take selfies and then get the selfies to the moon?
They should just send 100 miles from nowhere up to the moon. How much would that cost?
How many miles away is the moon?
Are they dumbed down?
50,000 miles, something like that.
Wow. That's further than what you ran your entire season.
Yeah, a lot further.
Well, can you tell? Can you spoil it? Did you guys finish it?
Yeah, well, every episode is like its own little challenge, right? So we finished every challenge but one.
So each episode, they traveled 100 miles on foot.
On foot, yeah.
Okay.
In 4 days.
Tyson, what other news stories do you want to hit?
I want, so Danny has the latest and greatest from the priest versus small boy.
Oh boy.
So you read the headline and you're like, a priest invites a small boy into a room at his church and you're thinking the worst. But the only reason it brought him in there was to point a gun at him because he was a Dallas Cowboys fan. So it actually turns out to be a pretty good story. It's not as bad as you thought when I started telling it.
Yeah. I emailed that one to you.
Yeah. He was mad because he's a Giants fan and he wanted this kid to denounce or renounce his faith in the Dallas Cowboys.
Now, was it a real gun?
Well, now it's a Civil War era musket, but he had a ball and powder in the room with him. So yes, it would have taken 5 to 10 minutes to load and shoot the child. And by then he could have wandered out the door, but it was possible. It was an option.
Yeah. Now, in fairness to the priest, this was New Jersey, and it would be very, you know, this is a hard life for this young man to grow up as a Dallas Cowboys fan in New Jersey. Like, so maybe this was going to save this little boy a lot of future aggravation, and the priest was trying to scare him straight because when this kid goes to school wearing Cowboys paraphernalia, that this kid is going to get beat up throughout his entire adolescence.
Act of mercy. It was an act of mercy.
But can't you imagine that the one place a Cowboys fan could perhaps find solace in the East Coast is at church?
Church. That's right. A sanctuary.
Open arms. A sanctuary, away from the haters. Yeah.
No. the tough life for these Cowboys fans in Chris Christie could have taken this young boy under his wing as another Cowboys fan in New Jersey.
Is Chris Christie a Cowboys fan?
Yeah, he's been like he's gotten himself in trouble because he's like in Jerry Jones's box at these Cowboys games on Sunday Night Football.
Yeah.
So I think that that's a it's an age old rivalry, but the Cowboys have a lot of problems these days, not just the giant fan priests threatening them.
But the Cowboys did win.
At some point they did win, but I don't believe it was yesterday.
At some point
they have won before, but I think they have fallen on hard times without Tony.
Oh, someone says they lost in overtime.
Yes.
Yeah. That's our friend Paul, who actually is a NFL film guy.
Yes. Oh. Okay. All right. Let's try Jeremy as we start to wrap things up.
Yeah. Your connection's way better now, Danny.
Yeah. What'd you do different?
I see this cable coming into my office. I took everything apart and then ran a cable the old fashioned way. Right into the back of my computer.
Just like that USB port. So you need that solid connection.
In the back.
Yes.
Yeah, that's where they tend to be.
You can't rely on any sort of Bluetooth. All right, hold on. Jen wants to come back. Jen, do you have an update?
I do have a question, and I want to see what you guys think. Should we be sending Belfies to Mars?
Belfies to Mars. No, send them to Uranus.
That was an easy. You softballed that in there.
Oh man, Jen, did you do that on purpose for Rob? Have you guys been texting each other? And Rob's like, "I got a perfect joke."
Completely scripted, so I have to, you know, help him out with the script.
This whole show is scripted.
What are Brelfies? Are those selfies for blind people?
Not a Brelfie.
Oh,
the Belfies is the breastfeeding selfie.
Oh, a Belfie, yeah. Oh.
I thought you said like the Belfie, like the butt selfie.
Oh,
No, now we're getting into something.
Yeah. The breastfeeding selfies.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We could send those to somewhere.
It said it excludes 50% of the population, though. I mean, we can't do it. It's not really fair.
You can. It just won't look.
it'll look very disturbing.
Yeah. Men, dads, brelfie-ing.
So if we get Rob to 10,000 props, will he take a brelfie?
A breastfeeding selfie? No. No, I will not.
With
Jen.
Dom.
No, thank you.
Okay.
All right. Jen, good stuff. Keep us posted if any other planets become involved with taking pictures, okay? Okay. All right, take care, buddy. All right. Anybody else want to jump on before we start to wind down the show? Okay, hold on. Melissa wants to jump in. Melissa.
Hi, guys.
Melissa, how's it going?
Good. How about you guys?
Very good. Melissa, you have any pumpkin spice candles going?
No.
Okay.
I haven't had a pumpkin spice latte yet. So.
Yet today or yet this year or yet in your life?
Not this year.
Okay.
All right, what's going on?
I have a question for Tyson.
That's me.
Yes. You've mentioned multiple times about you being a Mormon, but I wanted to see your reactions on the Book of Mormon, the musical, if you've seen it yet. Or
I haven't seen it because I just had a baby and the Book of Mormon did come to Utah.
Oh.
I really would love to see it because
were there
I'm
protests?
There are protests,
yeah,
I believe.
Oh, really?
In Utah, yeah, but I'm a big fan of swearing and I enjoy the show South Park, so I think it'd be right up my alley.
I've seen the show 3 times. It's my favorite musical.
Where are you? Are you in New York?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, I went there and we were going to see it, but the friends we were there with had already seen it, so we went and watched the one Avenue Q.
Oh, that's funny too, though. It's the
same
that's
writer. Pretty good. Yeah.
It's the same writer as Avenue Q, as Book of Mormon, so...
Yeah, so it was pretty good. So that was kind of the consolation prize. But I would hope to see Book of Mormon sometime. Danny, have you seen Book of Mormon?
No, I don't watch musicals. I only watch things with $100 million budget or more.
Yeah. Danny, where are you set up? You're in Utah also?
Yeah, I'm in my house in a large cavernous room.
Yeah.
It's completely empty.
So, yes,
boomy.
Melissa, so would you recommend us watching the Book of Mormon?
Oh, I would. I laugh hysterically every time.
Nice. Yeah, I think the general population here would be offended by it, but the more progressive, open-minded, Mormons would really enjoy it. Right, Danny?
I know people who...
I still wouldn't enjoy it.
budget?
Yeah, Danny needs a $100 million budget. James Cameron only.
I need green screen, CGI, top actors. Otherwise, I'll just go home and watch Netflix.
Well, Josh Gad was in it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know. I don't know who he is.
Did you ever see it with Josh Gad?
No, I wish, but he was the voice of Olaf in Frozen.
Yeah, so. Josh Gad was, he's in a bunch of movies and stuff now. That's where he started the Book of Mormon, and now he's an actor that's on the big screen.
What do you think, Danny?
Still haven't sold me. Yeah, I don't even know who that guy is. Come on, you guys have to work a lot harder.
What if we could hire a private jet to take you to watch...
If you could give me my own booth that is completely soundproofed with a flat screen in it showing another good movie, like an actual good movie that I want to see, then I'd go to
it. What movie?
I'll watch anything as long as it's well made.
Okay.
I'll even watch poorly made ones over a musical.
Melissa, what if they made a $100 million budget film of the play The Book of Mormon that's not a musical?
I think it could work. It would be good.
Do you think Danny would then watch it?
If only if the South Park writers write that one too, then we're solid. We're golden. You would go see it.
Well, I'll contact them.
Okay. We can contact them. Let's get them working on it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Melissa. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Melissa.
Thank you. Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye.
See ya.
All right. All right. I think this was a lot of fun today.
It was a lot of fun. Danny, how would you rank the show?
We covered a lot of ground. Thank you for the help, Danny.
I'm just glad I get to look at Rob in the face while he talks.
Instead of the anus?
Well, the podcast, I've never seen your face. I had all these ideas what you might look like.
And were you pleasantly surprised? Were you underwhelmed?
I was surprised in a good way. You sounded professional, so I thought you might look older, like an old man who's been in radio and news before there was TV.
Casey Kasem style.
Yeah, exactly. But then you look young and hip. I mean, you're wearing the open flannel.
Yes.
You got some spiky hair. I mean, so you kind of beat my expectations there.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was fun. I was glad to be on.
Yeah.
A lot of people seem to like Danny here.
Yes. Very good.
1,180 according to this metric system.
Yeah, yes. Because you can only push.
It wasn't on the whole time. Okay. You can send Danny a prop bomb if you like.
Yeah, prop bomb Danny.
No, I'm getting bombed like crazy.
All right, Tyson, you have a good hashtag for the show?
Somebody said either Danny's gamer handle or something.
Your gamer tag.
So help me. If people try to play with me on Destiny, like they remember that, I just reject all invitations.
You don't do? Why?
Yeah. I hate, because I don't like strangers. And so they dance with me. In the game, you can dance, and I always have strangers dancing with me, and I feel very uncomfortable.
What kind of game is this where people are dancing?
It's a first-person shooter, but they give your guy the option to dance. And so there's like a social area, and people can come and dance against you while you're doing your business, and it's very uncomfortable.
Okay. Wait, so they just like are grinding up on you while you're trying to kill people?
Well, while you're trying to buy weapons and, you know, deal with traders and stuff.
That's kind of a funny build-in.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Danny, a little backstory. I'm one of probably three people in his entire life that has ever hugged him.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't hug. I don't like personal contact.
No wonder you don't like it when people dance with you in first-person shooters.
Yeah.
It is as uncomfortable having people dance with me in Destiny as it is having people hug me who I kind of know. I'd say it's about the same.
It's the same, but only in one of those instances can the stranger sense your discomfort.
Yes, that's so true.
I went to dinner with Danny once in Switzerland, and in Europe, you always give the kisses on the cheek to the women, you know, like the 1-2 or the 1-2-3. And the woman goes in for it with me, and it's no problem. And then Danny, and she goes in and he's like, no thanks. And she's like, okay, how about a hug? And he's like, I don't do hugs. And she's like, a handshake. And he reluctantly said yes.
Okay. All right, well, that's an issue that I would love to explore further sometime as we get into Danny's dysfunction.
All right. Good, then we will.
All right, why don't we go with the hashtag, via USB, via USB.
How about the human USB?
Human USB?
Okay. Human USB. Yeah.
That's good, less confusing.
Okay.
All right, great stuff. Of course, you could follow Tyson on Twitter. He's at Tyson Apostle. And if you want to follow Danny on Twitter, he's at Danny Bryson.
I make it simple.
No relation to Peebo Bryson?
Unfortunately, no. Oh.
Dang, that'd be cool.
All right. Well, everybody, thanks so much. Looking forward to hearing your comments on robinswebsite.com. We'll be back next week to talk about all of the news from the week with you here on Blab.im. Take care, everybody. Bye.